The Progressive People's Party, PPP, today embarked on a demonstration in Accra to drum home the need for what is called transparency in government. The demonstrators, numbering about 100, carried anti-corruption placards through some principal streets of Accra. They were addressed by executives of the party at the Arts Centre. George Asikwe and Yaya Kwamo report that security was tight during the demonstration. And indeed, George Asikwe has joined us in the studio to give us more details. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Barbara.
So how was the turnout?
Turnout was very bad when it comes to demonstration.
How bad was it?
The PPP said they were turning out about 1,000 plus. And so the police brought in a lot of men. It turned out that the demonstrators were just about 100. In fact, the policemen at the Obras port outnumbered the demonstrators. So I spoke to the commanding officer of the Accra region, Chief Superintendent Sylvester Boyu, why the police were there and they were more than the demonstrators. And he said their decision was taken because they thought the PPP was going to bring the number they proposed over 1,000, and that is so. Even on the way, they had to send some of the police officers back, and even though that stayed, were still enough to maintain security.
That sounds interesting, but what were the major highlights of the demonstration?
Placards, red shirts, red caps, running on the street, chanting anti-corruption songs, claiming that the system is not correct. And they, according to the executive, three things they want. They want election of chief executives, not the appointment as contained in the Constitution Review report, where the president will appoint three for the people to elect. They said no, they want outright election. And they also want the office of the Attorney General separated from that of the Minister of Justice. And then they do not want ministers of state or members of parliament to be members of state boards. That, according to them, breeds corruption. So they don't want all those things. They said they are not going to present any petition because they have seen done that many times and it doesn't work. They want to carry the message to the people on the ground. They are going to demonstrate throughout the nation. But today is only Accra. They claim they will go to all the regions.
So who led the demonstration? And
William Dolpo, a member of the communications team, led the demonstration. But executives of the PPP were there, the national chairman, national secretary, and all other executives were there, except the 2012 presidential candidate, Dr. Indum. He was not there. But we can take a look at what the national secretary, a member of the communications team, Richard Ama, had to say.
We have realized that there are some legal frameworks in Ghana that allows the people to be more corrupt. For example, the Constitution in Article 88 tells us that it is only the Attorney General who can initiate criminal prosecutions in Ghana. And so the situation we find in Ghana is that if a certain Woyome went to allegedly embezzle some money, then he will quickly run and say, I am an NDC. So that if an MPP Attorney General is prosecuting him, then it becomes like a political witch hunting. On the other side, if it is his party which is in power, then he cannot be prosecuted because the party will be hurt. So we are saying that the Attorney General, that position is a very sensitive one, and we don't want the president to have control over that position. Therefore, it should be separated from the Ministry of Attorney General, from the Ministry of Justice, sorry. And the Attorney General means an independent body, autonomous, so that if the president even appoints, as is in the case of the Electoral Commissioner and the Chief Justice, he doesn't have the power to sack. In that case, such an Attorney General will be bold enough to be able to prosecute people as and when it becomes necessary.
Well, you just heard, that is Richard. He is a member of the PPP communication team.
So, George, before you take leave of us, apart from the organizers of the demonstration, were there representatives of other political parties?
Yeah, the Young Patriots of the New Patriotic Party, they were there. And then there was another group within the MPP known as Accountability Forum. They were also there. A guy came from the CPP, so we can say the CPP too was there.
Represented. All right, that was George Asikwe briefing us on the PPP demonstration in Accra today.
Well, talking about the CPP being part of the demonstration, a member of the communications team of the CPP, Selassie Kofi Akom, says the CPP decided to join the anti-corruption demonstration because of its quest for transparency in governance. Ms. Alcom said the CPP will join any party that seeks to fight corruption.
This is Selassie Kofi Akom, and I'm a communication member of the Convention People's Party. I'll talk for the Convention People's Party. Anything that's zero tolerance for corruption, the Convention People's Party is part. History, Abakwasima Mayati, as I said, the Convention People's Party really stood for this when they were in governance. It was a pure discipline that made the Convention People's Party successful as a government. What we've done today, our kids and even the yet to be born children knows about it. So anything zero tolerance for corruption, Convention People's Party is for and will be for. That is why we joined the coalition. It's a coalition. That's why we joined, to also make our voice known through the coalition. And hence, that is why we are here.
Is the coalition offering any alternative?
If you realize, our chairperson, Honorable Samia Nkrumah, has been in the media for the past 3 weeks, and she's been saying just one thing, that the nation needs an alternative policy to corruption. I will let your listeners understand that we are told that 13 million barrels of oil were given to Ghana out of the 77 million that have been drilled so far. It has translated to $1.4 billion. Where is the money?
Selassie Kofi Akom is a member of the CPP Communications.